in the limelight.
Harris is towing a different line now that the Biden administration faces criticism over its handling of the Mexico-US border. And as Harris considers her own political ambitions, possibly including a presidential run in the upcoming years, says Toby Jaff Ryder in an article titled, Kamala Harris' Harsh Message to Central American Migrants. Stay tuned for more. Kamala Harris has recently embarked on her first international trip as vice president. The two-day trip to Latin America was also Harris' first major effort at diplomacy after being put in charge of Central American immigration policy by President Joe Biden in late March. Harris spent 2 days visiting Guatemala and Mexico and meeting with the leaders of those nations. She held a press conference with Guatemalan President Alejandro Guimati. Harris, during the press conference, said, I want to be clear to folks in the region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come. I believe if you come to our border, you will be turned back. This was a reversal from Harris' rhetoric during her years in the U.S. Senate, when she was a high-profile critic of the Trump administration's migration policies. As a presidential candidate in 2020, she had even proposed a plan that would have bolstered rights of unaccompanied and undocumented immigrants and opened up paths to citizenship. Harris is towing a different line now that the Biden administration faces criticism over its handling of the Mexico-US border. And as Harris considers her own political ambitions, possibly including a presidential run in the upcoming years. Speaking on behalf of the president and his administration, Harris is now less interested in welcoming immigrants to the United States and more focused on dealing with the supposed root causes that she argues spur Central Americans to migrate to the United States. I cannot say it enough. Most people don't want to leave home, she said at the end of the trip, adding, and when they do, it is usually for one of two reasons. Either they are fleeing harm or stay home means they cannot satisfy the basic needs of their families. Harris laid out what she believed to be the key challenges in dealing with Central American migration in a public statement back in May. She said, I'm thinking about people whose homes have been washed away by hurricanes, adding, people who are parents, who have sons, who have been threatened by drug cartels, people who have daughters who have been targeted by human traffickers, people who do not have enough to eat, people who are out of work, people who have lost hope. Harris went on to list what she said and presumably the administration view as the root causes of Central American migration. First, the acute factors, the catastrophes that are causing people to leave right now. The hurricanes, the pandemic, the drought, and extreme food insecurity. And then there are the long-standing issues, the root causes, and I'm thinking of corruption, violence and poverty, the lack of economic opportunity, the lack of climate adaptation and climate resilience, the lack of good governance, she said. Before Harris was officially appointed to her diplomatic role, the Biden administration announced that it would be following in Obama's footsteps by providing $4 billion in aid to Central American countries. Then, in late May, Harris announced that The Biden administration would also be investing in several businesses in Central America. Money would be provided to U.S. corporations that operate in the region like MasterCard and Microsoft, as well as nonprofits and philanthropic organizations. As Natalie Kedrov and Michael D. Shear reported in the New York Times, the Obama-era tactics now being embraced by Biden and Harris have failed to accomplish much of anything. Pedro Aguilar, a Guatemalan farmer, told the Times, "They've never helped me. Where does all the money go? Where is the aid? Who knows?" Kedrov and Shear go on to write that experts note much of the Central American aid money is handed over to American companies, which swallow a lot of it for salaries, expenses, and profits, often before any services are delivered. Where Obama, Biden, and Harris cite external causes and seek external solutions to the root causes of Central American migration, and there is a strong case to be made that the U.S. government is to blame. Starting with early Cold War era covert and overt military intervention and regime change, wrote Philip Delahose in the New Republic, and continuing through the exporting of gangs like MS-13, originally established in California, through harsh and short-sighted immigration enforcement during the laws and order late 80s and 90s, there is almost no socio-political economic issue plaguing these countries that doesn't have U.S. fingerprints all over it. For now, Harris appears content, at least outwardly, to go along with Biden, while using her diplomatic role to bolster her presidential profile. She will likely be fine no matter how her career unfolds. It's the people of Central America who will continue to suffer.